No one, not Copernicus, no one, had ever adequately accounted for the seeming peculiarities in planetary motion. Now, there had been some fairly wild and fantastic theories advanced. Lots of false trails blazed. But what Kepler eventually came to realize is that planetary motion could only be explained by sophisticated mathematical models. It was now not the application, as it were, of philosophical first principles, but the application of mathematical models to planetary motion to explain how did these planets move through their elliptical orbits. And that, of course, is, among other things, one of the great issues, one of the great points for which Kepler is remembered, his gifts as a mathematician. Now, this brings me to Galileo Galilei, 1564 to 1642. He built on the work of his predecessors and proved, basically mathematically, that the Earth moves. Now, it's easy to misunderstand what was at stake here. People have probably heard, for example, about Galileo's struggles with the church, and their natural instinct leads them to see, the natural instinct of the dawning third millennium, leads them to see wisdom and truth being crushed by superstition and coercion. Well, as always, it's not quite that simple. Galileo's views, for example, were not then dominant. It is in retrospect that we see clearly that he was right. It was not clear that he was right in the middle of the 17th century. In point of fact, the whole Western tradition was against him. All of the Greeks, Aristotle, the master of those who know. So, in a sense, if you're choosing up sides, then you choose this sort of upstart new guy, or you choose the whole tradition. But there was something else at issue, and Galileo did win in the end, after all. But there's something else at issue. Is precise observation and mathematical demonstration to be permitted to trump centuries of accumulated wisdom? If the West has built up its traditions over a long period of time and has taught them and has conserved them and has handed them on lovingly and faithfully generation to generation, can they then be so quickly dismissed? Simply because, as it were, proven wrong. Was it the role of science to confirm both revealed truths and common sense? Does grace perfect nature, as theologians had said? Or was science itself superior? It's fascinating, isn't it, to reflect on the fact that the earliest manifestations of what I suggested to you were science occurred as Mesopotamians stared inquisitively at the heavens arrayed above themselves. Nearly five millennia later, a tradition, already then thousands of years old, was overturned when new people gazed at those same stars. We noticed that in Hellenistic times there was already beginning to be some hint of the split between the two cultures, the culture of arts and letters and the culture of science. And yet the medieval, and even to a degree the Renaissance curriculum of the arts, of the seven liberal arts, had urged an integrated view of knowledge. How often today do we worry about the fact that we have illiterate scientists, that is to say, scientists without letters, and that we have lettered people who are without understanding of scientific world, or who are innumerate, who cannot do simple mathematics. We still quest for integrated view of knowledge, even as in certain respects our tendency to ever greater specialization tells us, almost instinctively, that we cannot have this goal. A biblical worldview held that the world was created by God and that science was God's gift to those humans who wished to explore God's purposes. Now, that, too, was an integrative view. And yet, from the 17th century, science comes to be seen as a distinct and highly specialized way of knowing. And in some people's minds, a superior, and to some people's minds, indeed, the only final way of knowing. Aristotle had thought poets capable of apprehending and telling the highest truths. This is harder to believe, I suppose, after the scientific revolution. It's also true that science became increasingly professionalized. In addition to being increasingly specialized,